Yes. How things change as time goes on. I started this about 4 weeks ago and set in mind what I was going to give a message on. And Monday of this week, it all changed. I guess God wanted me to speak on this subject, and it's the one I wanted to speak on all along. I just didn't know how to go about it. But thankfully, with the help of my daughter and the prayers of my wife and my daughter and all of you, I think I have something that you'll want to hear. So we'll try to get out of here before 1 o'clock, but okay. So hopefully the pastor doesn't pass out during this and say, oh. So, yeah, hopefully I don't think I will, Mick. So, what a nice fall morning to wake up to. The leaves are turning. The temperatures are down to where they should be. And I know the pastor was looking forward to that. So, the title of my message today is Be Prepared and Be Ready. Be prepared. Is that the Scouts message? Be prepared. This one's just a little bit different. What I hope to get you or us to understand this morning is we need to be ready now because we don't know what tomorrow will bring. As an example, a lady in Oklahoma was mowing grass at a small rural airport when a small plane landed and hit her with its wing and killed her. Now, I'm sure she didn't expect that. 1,179 people are killed in car crashes in Pennsylvania. That was in 2022. With I-80 being so close and used by us on a regular basis, the chances of us being involved in an accident are increased. The top cause of death in Pennsylvania is heart disease, and we might all know people who are impacted. It's like when Randy and Lisa were at Burger King and a person had a heart attack and Randy was there and revived him. So we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know what the next hour is going to bring. In Hebrews 9:27, it says, each person is destined to die once, and after that comes judgment. So once we die, we can no longer be saved. That's why it's important to act today. Every human who has been born onto this earth actually needs to be born again. We need to have the spiritual of rebirth. John, who wrote of Jesus' life, was finished by, at the latest, in 90 AD. All these references but one are before 100 AD. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And again, Jesus said that without being born again by God's Spirit, we cannot enter God's kingdom. Some people think, oh, before I die, I'll make that decision to be born again. But none of us are guaranteed tomorrow or even the next hour. The Bible warns us about that. So I know we probably all at one time or another were saying, well, I'm going to put that, you know, I'm having a good time in life. I'm going to put that off. But the thing is, to spend eternity with our Lord and Savior, we need to be saved. So once you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will be with Him for eternity. That starts the day you were saved. James wrote, look here at you who say, today or tomorrow we are going to a certain town and we will stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. How do we know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It is here a little while, then it's gone. I think the parable that Sam read explains it best. We see the story of Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus sat at his gate, had nothing, was poor, begging for food, and the rich man had everything materially in this earth. Lazarus died, and then the rich man died. And when the rich man looked up, there was Lazarus sitting beside Abraham. He was in heaven for eternity. So even though he had nothing in on earth, he had Jesus in his heart, which was worth more than anything else. And the rich man is now saying, oh, now I see. Well, it's too late. In Luke 16, 19 to 31, that was what Sam read. So I'm not going to repeat that. So how can you be born again? In Romans 10, 9, 10, Paul says, for if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Eternal life is not just about what happens to us after we die. We must be prepared before we die. Jesus said in John 17:3, and this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth. Eternal life starts when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Not only does being born again save us from hell, but it means rewards in eternity if we live for him now. Paul wrote about it in Timothy, whom he had trained. So 2 Timothy 4:8. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing. Being born again and living life knowing Jesus, as John says, is not just about the reward or punishment after we die, though God wants us to know that there are rewards if we persevere. Revelations 2:3 has letters to Christians under persecution, and in another place that promises rewards that come if Christians endure and follow Jesus to the end. The one thing about being a Christian, we haven't seen it like a lot of other countries have, but it's not going to get easier as we progress. It's going to get harder for us. And that's why it's so important to be in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Ephesians 2:10, Paul explains that we come from death to life and live the lives that we were created for. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good, works with God, prepared in advance for us to do. Paul wrote to Timothy about Jesus appearing, but it is not just mentioned once in the Bible. To show how far back the scriptures and prophecies, the coming of the Lord, here is one from 631 B.C., before Christ was born. And Zephaniah 1:14 writes, the prophet writes, that terrible day of the Lord is near. Swiftly it comes, a day of bitter tears, a day when even strong men cry out. So the word near in the Lord's time and near in our time can be two different things, as we will soon see. But we see from the passage that there's a judgment day coming that was prophesied even before Jesus Christ was born. Matthew 24:14. And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come. But people say, you think, how do we know he's really coming or that we need to be ready for something sudden? The Bible addresses that in 2 Peter 3, verses 3 to 14. It says, above all, you must understand that the last days scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, where is this coming he promised? Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens came into being and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters also the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. So let's see, this is 2023. So he's been 2 days thinking about this. So keep that in mind. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will lay bare. Since everything will be destroyed this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to be living holy and godly lives. As you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming, that day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, at peace with him. In 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17, Paul wrote, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, the believers who have died will rise from their graves. Then, together with them, we who are still alive and remain on earth will be caught up, which they call raptured, in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. The word raptured is used a lot, but it's not in the Bible. It means caught up. So when that day happens, I can see it right now. You know, people are standing doing the things, and all of a sudden, the person beside you is gone. All the news channels will be out trying to see what happened. Well, us who have been saved, we will be in heaven with our Lord, and the people on earth are going to prepare for the tribulation, which isn't going to be pretty. And since Donnie's wondering, this is the last reference I'm going to make, Donnie. This is John 14:2-3. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you always will be with me where I am. That's a promise that he will keep. So, in closing, you can see there are many passages in the Bible that reference why we need to be ready now. For only God knows when the last day is. If you have already accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you are ready for eternity with him in heaven. From the passages above, we are reminded that once we've believed in him, we need to keep walking with him to be prepared for when he returns. If you have not already received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, now is an opportunity to make that choice. We give our life up to him and he gives us his life. He will then take charge of our lives. So in closing, reminding you after this, there's a song and benediction, but if you want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the altar is open. Thank you.